You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says.
Ain't no excuse for you. And that's what's up. Just sit back, relax. I got the show for ya. Yeah. Now here we go.
What's up? There, I said it. Now can I go home? I'm done here, right? I mean, the job was to come here, say what's up, and then go home, right, dog? Right, dog? Aw, shit. You mean I actually gotta do this podcast? Nah, Nick. I don't wanna. I don't feel like it. Yeah, you heard me. I don't feel like it, dog. I have to. I have to. All right. Well, COVID. Nah, Nick. I said COVID, Nick. Nah, Nick. I ain't doing it, Nick. Fuck you, Nick. Nah, Nick. Nah, not me. Nope. Oh, you gonna fire me, huh? That's all right. I'ma sue your ass for some COVID money, dog. Yeah. Like, okay, look. What I just did right there, I'm kind of describing the attitude of, like, these people who have embraced COVID. Like, this is what they've been told was coming all these years. And they finally got it. And I know I said this in another podcast, but I want to reiterate myself because it's still going on. People put notices on their website. Sorry, this is our excuse to underperform. And it's called COVID. We thought it was going to be called coronavirus. And so we started talking about coronaviruses and all these notifications. But then, like, and then they changed the name to COVID. And so, like, now it's just like I'm stuck, man. But, you know, we made it through, you know. You know, I had somebody else log in, you know, and put the notification in that we were under COVID measures. And so, you know, it's our excuse to underperform and stuff. And so, like, you know, like, can you imagine a guy, like, behind a business, like, this is his attitude. Like, could you imagine, imagine, like, you're his competitor, right? Or her, whoever, right? Like, that could have been a female with a dude's voice. Like, we don't know, right? I don't want to discriminate! Ha! But anyways, Sorry! It's just my comedy! My comedic personality. You didn't know that? You didn't know that? Well, then you must have not listened to the last podcast or the podcast before. Like, dude, I'm funny, man. I'm funny. I don't try to be funny. Like, I'm just funny, man. Like, you see, that's the attitude of this COVID nigga. He's like, oh, nigga, I ain't great, nigga. I'm just great, nigga. I ain't great, you know? I'm just great, nigga. I'm great, nigga. All because it's COVID shit. COVID, right? COVID on me there. COVID. Like, shut up, bro. For real, shut up. Like, shut your 2-cent mouth up, bro. Like, just shut it. You know what I'm saying? Like, why? Why did they cling on to this COVID? Like it's gonna catch up. Just like all the child pornography. It's gonna catch up. You know what I'm saying? You're not just gonna get away with it. Eventually, God will step in, if nobody else has, and say, all right, little nigga, and gonna put his finger down on top of you. I mean, all of y'all who say you don't believe in God and you're automagically turned off. Yeah, I did it. I said that. Automagically. You're automagically turned off at the word God. Like, that's your trigger word, right? The Bible is your trigger word. Jesus is your trigger word. Well, that wasn't even the real nigga. The real nigga's name. That's not it, bro. Might as well call the nigga Joshua. Joshua. I mean, for real. But Jesus is your trigger word, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Jesus is your trigger word, ha! Right? Right? And so, like, you got all these trigger words, right? And so you automatically turn it off. As soon as a nigga like me just come and be like, you know what? Firmament. Joshua. Flat. like a face, dome, glass, hell exists, but so does whatever's above the dome. You know, it's the big guy in the sky with the third eye. Now I'm just being silly and rhyming, but you know what I'm saying? but it's, you know what I'm saying? And then they realize there is a real throne up there, and that this nigga could really make it flood or really, really make it burn to ash. Like, he could just flick his blunt on us, you know what I'm saying? And we done. Yeah. All you gotta do is open the hatch, or maybe he gotta blow the sun the wrong way. But either way, it's raining fire, motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Because he's had enough of your shit. And they realize that this could really happen, you know what I'm saying? And they realize this is they realize that this is reality. This is reality. I mean, it's only been in a book for 2,000 years. The book not only still exists, but has been verified to death and back. And then verified to death again. And then back again. Then verified triply to death. Like, it's a double homicide. Triple homicide. Like, on a, it's a triple jeopardy. On the same entity, right? No, this doesn't exist. That can't really, you know, I used to be that. The biggest one was like, the story of Pinocchio really exists. You could really survive in a whale's stomach for 3 days. Like, eventually, right? Like, eventually, you would think, like, somewhere in the intestinal region, like, this nigga would get ate the fuck up, right? You know what I'm saying? By some acids, like, something, right? Like, there would be something in there, right? And I was stuck on this for the longest time, bro. But then I looked it up. And I started looking it up, right? Hold up. Let me turn my keyboard off for extra effects. So I'm like, that's not it. So then, you know, I'm deleting, right? Okay. Let's try this again. Cause you know, you always got a typo sometimes the first time, right? And then so you're like, can someone survive? Can someone survive in a whale? Can't forget the apostrophe. In a whale's stomach. Oh wait, no, there's no E on stomach. There's no ache in stomach. Right, right, okay. For 3 days. Enter. Then, you know, you're scrolling around. Like, you're like, huh. Right? Because you see that link. So you click it. And it's not, you don't just see the link, you see the information, right? So you click it, right? You're there. You're reading. Well, son of a bitch. Well, go! It looks like it must be true. Oh, it's true. It's not a lie. Oh God, looks like there's no excuse for you, Mr. Chancy Pants. Oh, it's not possible. There's no impossible way that you could ever have an excuse. Never. Oh, but Colby, nigga. Oh, Colby is here. Colby. And Colby is leaving, right? Colby is daddy and Colby is leaving. And they're the little kid and they're hanging on to the foot. And no. No, daddy. No, don't leave. And then COVID daddy starts trying to kick the baby off, get off me, like, you know, and then trying to kick the foot forward, and it just doesn't work, because it's like, daddy, please, no! So, like, he lifts his leg up, right, Like COVID daddy, lift his leg up. Big daddy COVID, right? He lift his leg up, right? But then the baby worshiper, right? Right? Cause you know this motherfucker's worshiping babies, but that's not the way I meant it, right? but the baby like, ah, big daddy COVID, ah! And then they're scared, right? Because they're elevated now and they don't want to fall. Right? You know, because that's what these people do. They do this shit to babies, right? They torture them. And it's what it, but that's besides the point, right? Right. So the baby, right, right? This excuse grabber, right? Is this low-hanging fruit now. they have become the low-hanging fruit they pick, right? Because now they're dangling. So then Big Daddy COVID puts a pacifier in her mouth, right? And he's like, come here, baby. And puts a pacifier in her mouth. But it's not the pacifier that they're thinking of, but they're sucking it anyways, right? Right? You see where I'm going at here? You see, they're getting what they deserve, right? You know what I'm saying? Because you know, these are these types of people. These are the people doing this. Uh-oh! Who have I exposed? Thinking, didn't I? Yeah, I did. I did, didn't I? Yeah, just a little. Just a little. Did I? Uh-oh! I just did the Hillary owl face. Uh-oh! Man, I wish you could see today's episode, but, you know, I'm doing my thing, so. I don't want to do it, nigga. COVID, nigga. I don't want to film it, nigga. COVID. COVID. No, see, unlike you, I got a real excuse. And it's not even an excuse. It's a legitimate reason. Like, I'm not ready for the camera, right? And that's a legitimate reason, nigga. But your excuse for a virus that doesn't exist, that I have now beaten this... excuse my language. Oh, but there is no excuse, remember? That's the whole point of this. Anyways... Sorry, I felt a little relaxed. That's my reason for slipping. But now I have beaten this effing issue into the ground. Stop dragging your feet and using COVID as an excuse. COVID is not an excuse. You can't use COVID as an excuse to underperform when you cut staff on your own accord. I mean, like, you even flat out posted a notice saying, hey, bruh. You know, why would you post a notice on your site or whatever about a disease that clearly isn't affecting shit to do with the user's experience, and it never should? Not only because that's your flipping job, but also because the god dang mutant offspring of whatever schoolyard pun you want to lowbrow on in there of some mythical unicorn virus no one even seems to be able to locate a sample of, because the MFing thing clearly does not exist at all. I mean, I'm just tired of hearing about it. God dang!
If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, there's plenty more on SheriffX.com.